A week ago, Czech voters started going to the polls in the 2017 general elections. But following days of negotiations between party leaders, the formation of a viable Czech government still appears to be a long way off, and the likelihood of a minority government has been raised by one party leader. Chris Johnstone has more.
Many observers warned of the difficulty Andrej Babiš would face sealing a coalition deal with other parties because of his uncompromising style and the fact he faces criminal charges for fraud over EU funds. But Czech media reports say that many in the ANO camp are deeply disappointed with the initial rebuffs from both established and newcomer parties. Communist leader Vojtěch Filip has even warned that a minority government now looks likely. It's already clear that Andrej Babiš would be most comfortable in a two-way relationship with the centre-right Civic Democrats, and a coalition with the second biggest party in the lower house of parliament with 25 seats together with ANO's 78 mandates would give a bare majority in the 200-seat chamber. But the Civic Democrats are tied by pre-election promises. They would not join a coalition with a party leader facing criminal charges, and much of their campaign was based on opposition to Andrej Babiš's flagship move to clamp down on tax fraud through electronic cash registers. Already 4 years outside of national power and without much consolation in regional assemblies, some Civic Democrats are reported to be ready to cut a deal with Andrej Babiš as long as some face-saving formula can be found for their voters. Some reports suggest a sort of diluted electronic cash register regime, or EET Lite, as it could be dubbed according to its Czech acronym, could be one formula. But at the moment, at least, Civic Democrat leader Petr Fiala is standing firm and out of ANO's embrace. Ironically, ANO's most enthusiastic suitor, the leader of the anti-Islam and anti-immigration party, Freedom and Direct Democracy, of Tomio Okamura, is probably the one it would least likely to get into bed with. ANO negotiator Jaroslav Faltinek repeated Thursday his party's position.
We don't want to go into government with the Freedom and Direct Democracy Party or the Communist Party of Bohemia and Moravia, and we are sticking with that view. We will seek a further round of negotiations with other parties in the lower house.
Some common ground between ANO and Okamura's party on Thursday was apparently found on the idea of greater use of referenda. But history and maths do not appear to be on Okamura's side. His party's 22 mandates, together with ANO's, add up to just 100 seats, short of a parliamentary majority. And having created and led one party into parliament last time round, just to see it collapse in acrimony, Okamura and his new team is likely to be treated with suspicion. Away from the coalition talks, party leaders are also haggling over who gets what top jobs in the lower house. The main prize, that of House Speaker, is being contested by ANO and the Civic Democrats. And there's also the question of what sort of committees should be created and who should fill and chair them. Those talks create possibilities for new alliances, but also conflicts as the parties test their potential to make friends and land the top jobs.